This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, anyone who's listened to you for a while knows that you are passionate about missions, people learning languages, leaving home, crossing borders to take the name of Jesus to those who have not heard it, or at least who haven't embraced him. And combining that with your comments about not wasting our lives in retirement, sometimes it sounds like you almost feel it's wrong for anyone to stay at home in America and die of natural causes. Do you believe that everyone should go?
No, and the reason I don't is not because I don't want to be thought stupid, because I really would like hundreds of thousands of people to go. I pray those numbers a lot, and I'm thinking Brazil and Argentina and Nigeria and South Korea and other countries besides America as sending countries. The reason I don't think everyone should go is because when Paul wrote the book of Romans, he was clearly recruiting Romans to send him from Rome to Spain. Clearly, he says so. I hope to arrive there and be sent on my way. Now, why didn't he say, I intend to arrive in Rome and take all the Christians with me to Spain? It's because he knows that there's a division of labor in the Christian church. Some are called to stay in Rome, stay right there in their jobs, be the light for Christ in that sick place so that the light and salt are bearing their good fruit there, and they are supposed to now help send him. Somebody's got to make some money, for goodness sakes, to pay the passageway to Spain. And so on that basis alone, and there, of course, would be many other texts, I would say Paul implies there's a division of labor. Here's the way we like to say it at Bethlehem. You have three possibilities in relation to missions. You can be a goer, you can be a sender, or you can be disobedient. There is no other option but those three, which means there are no coasters. There are no people who say, missions is not my thing. I don't think in terms of sending. I don't think in terms of going. That's not my calling. I do pro-life work, downtown Minneapolis, period. Well, I don't think that's an option for the Christian in view of Matthew 28, 19, and 20. When it addresses the whole church, all authority is mine. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Every Christian should feel, I got to be engaged in that. So I'm going to be either engaged by going myself, long-term, short-term, or I'm going to be engaged by doing my light-shining work here and sufficiently engaged so that I think of myself as a sender. There are people that I know who go, and I'm behind them, I'm for them, I'm supporting them, I'm praying for them, because I care about reaching the unreached peoples of the world. That's the King's command.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.